Rocky, Steve Gilbert.
And Torrey, saw the news about the pitcher you acquired. Just your thoughts on that and what role you plan on using him in?
Yeah, super excited to add Jake on this team. And I know that he's excited to be back in the big leagues, and it's a great opportunity for him to show us what he could do. So we're going to initially start him off in the bullpen. I know he's been starting at Salt Lake City, but you know, we're going to give him the chance to go out and execute game plans. No matter where he gets the baseball, it's going to all be the same. But for right now, he's going to start off in the bullpen. And I had a chance to speak with him for a couple minutes, and he's just really excited about this opportunity, excited to land and you know, in this organization and in an area where we have some needs. He's going to hopefully take advantage of this opportunity.
Nick DeCora.
Do you guys have a starter for tomorrow yet, Torrey?
We don't. We have been having some conversations over the past several days. We're looking to finalize that as soon as possible. We want to make sure, first of all, we got to get through today's game. And with Jake now here, we're able to kind of redirect our conversations. So we'll probably have that coming to you guys very, very shortly.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, since coming off the IL, Cattell seems to, he's been getting his hits. He's getting a lot of base hits, but he's hitting the ball on the ground an awful lot. And he's not really, you know, driving too many balls into the gap. All the hard hit rates and all that
stuff
is kind of off. Is that related, you think, at all to, you know, his power base from his legs? He's an enormously talented hitter. Obviously, he could still put the ball in play and get his hits, but is he compromised at all by not being able to drive the ball because of his leg issues?
I don't think so. I mean, look, it's a great question. It's something that we're very well aware of. You know, he's hitting 107, 109 mile an hour line drive ground balls to the pull side. We definitely want to get that ball in the air. You know, there's different versions of the reasons why guys will hit the ball hard and on the ground, you know, whether it's a steep angle, whether they're a little bit late and tardy, just using a hand hook, catch up approach. We feel like Cattell is very, very close, and it's just some extension, just getting that swing plane right and, you know, lofted it, getting it in the air. So barreling a baseball is the first priority, which he is. Now we got to get a little extension and get that ball elevated. I don't think anything with his lower half is causing this to happen. I just think there's a swing path that we're trying to perfect. We know it. He knows it. And they're probably out there working on it right now.
Back to you, Nick.
Sorry, anything new on any of your rehabbing players?
No. Cole is going to take some more live ABs today. I know I mentioned that, you know, we're trying to see how certain guys come out of some of their heavy lifting days yesterday, and everybody seems to be feeling good through their throwing programs today. Bump's still scheduled to throw a pen on Tuesday, so everything came out okay after some, you know, quality work for certain guys yesterday.
JB Bukauskas, you had mentioned yesterday that you were going to check on him. Were you able to find out anything more?
Yeah, I did. I thought you guys caught word. I asked that the PR team reach out to you. He threw a 22 pitch bullpen. Let me see here. He ended up throwing a bullpen yesterday. So he has a throwing program today, and he came out of that as well. Came out of that bullpen. Well, let me see. Let me just make sure that pitch count. Nick, or let's see. Somebody, did you guys get that yesterday, that number? 25 pitch bullpen.
If you guys are still pointing toward the earliest possible return for Cole, I'm guessing that means he's going to be getting out on a rehab assignment here real soon.
In our discussions, we haven't got that far, so I don't know what that answer is yet. We want him here as soon as possible. We need him healthy and here. That's going to be the top priority, but he's on a very good pace and he's working his butt off to make that day happen. So I believe there's going to be a need for some rehab games, but we haven't gotten to that part of the conversation yet.
Okay. Anything else for Torrey? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
See you guys after the game.